What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It's 8 a.m. Eastern, November the 29th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $16,481. Ethereum is down slightly at $1,215. And Binance Coin is down 0.5% at $303. Well, a roundup of FTX updates. The court is allowing FTX to resume paying salaries to employees worldwide and also to pay vendors of non-U.S. contractors and service providers. Meanwhile, Christine Lagarde of the European Central Bank says that broader crypto regulation is needed following the collapse of FTX. Lagarde pushed for a European Central Bank digital currency in the parliament and said that Europe should be a leader in more supervision of crypto. Well, BlockFi has officially filed for bankruptcy protection. The crypto lender had paused withdrawals earlier this month and has revealed that it has more than 100,000 creditors, as well as between $1 billion and $10 billion in both assets and liabilities, the largest creditor of which is Ancora Trust Company, LLC, which has an unsecured claim worth roughly $729 million. Behind them is FTX, which has unsecured claims of $275 million. Mark Renzi, a financial advisor to the beleaguered BlockFi, said with the collapse of FTX, the BlockFi management team and board of directors immediately took action to protect clients and the company. BlockFi looks forward to a transparent process that achieves the best outcome for all clients and other stakeholders. As part of their moves after filing, they've sued Sam Bankman-Fried over his Robinhood shares, which he had apparently pledged as collateral. Bankman-Fried owned about 56.2 million shares, or 7% of Robinhood's Class A common stock. Well, India is set to start a retail CBDC pilot in four cities with four banks. The test, which starts in December, will extend to another nine cities and add more lenders at a later date. The digital rupee pilot will be conducted in a closed user group of participating customers and merchants. More CBDC news. Ukraine is considering a CBDC that can facilitate crypto trading, saying it's keeping in mind retail payments, virtual asset circulation, and cross-border transactions. Ukraine has been looking into a CBDC since 2017. And is one of more than 100 jurisdictions around the world exploring the issuance of a national digital currency. And finally, the Web3 DAO Game 7 has unveiled a $100 million grant program, which will flow out to Web3 game projects across the next 5 years. Game 7 core contributor Ronan Kirsch, in a press release, said, "We have allocated 20% of our committed treasury to fund each of these crucial components so the gaming industry can focus on building sustainable game economies." That treasury was committed by BitDAO and blockchain game platform Forte. The grants will be deployed over 5 years at $20 million per year to projects across five categories, including technology, events, diversity, education, and research. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.